Okay, it's Wednesday night, what's called Ois Chanukah, and we'll go back to Kuf Ches, and we'll go over Kuf Ches, let's try to learn the first 8 Sifim over again. Kuf Ches is make up davening tashlumin. Sif Aleph says to'o onenas. There's a din of tefillos tashlumin if you didn't daven. Now the achronim end up saying everything is okay to make up as long as you didn't either b'shot nefesh, they call it, you mamish just willfully said, I don't feel like davening, I'm not in the mood, so that's amazing that you can't have a make up tefillah, even though there is a caveat in the Mechaber, which we'll learn about. Even the Mezid, like you could do something, we'll see in Siv Zion, there's something to do. But even the Mezid has a very high standard, or low standard, depending on your perspective, of Mezid, either B'shot Nefesh, or the Chreinim say, listen, if a guy says it's a half hour to the end of his man, and he says, I'm going to take a 20-minute nap, and he's exhausted, that's pretty much amazing too. You can't call. But anything else, Mishnah Berurah speaks out, if a guy mistakenly waited to have water, mistakenly said he can't daven, he can't have the right kavanah, any like such thing, even though maybe by other standards in other areas of halacha, by your miklat, let's say, horig b'shegig, you would call it korav l'mezid, but in these halachas it's okay, and there's a tashlumen. So, but the Mechaber says, to'o onenas, lo espalol shachris, mespalol mincha shtayim.
Is the same guideline for Zman Tfila, Birkas Krishma, same kind of mezid?
For what?
It's the same kind of mezid for if you miss Zman Tfila, you can't say Birkas Krishma if you missed it b'mezid. The same kind of level of mezid. Isn't that the way it works?
You're talking about Birkas Krishma till Chatzos, are you talking about?
Yeah. Same kind of mezid.
I don't know, here it's much looser. There the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be an einus. Bir halacha ends up saying, like a guy with stomach virus, and so he could go to the bathroom. Einus. Here it's like as long as you're not a super mezid. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if you're a potter, that you always have to remember, if you're mamish potter, then it's not poshut, you can make up the davening, and then you have to maybe do it through tefillos nedava with a tanai. Because Bapashas, you do not make up a davening that you're technically potter from. Potter meaning like oinen, right? Or isik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, isik b'tzarchi rabim. So there's always some qualifications there also, because if this man tfila kicked in and you became a chuyiv, and then your p'tur came along, so then maybe the p'tur is only begether in oinus, why you didn't daven. You thought you would have time later, and later you became potter. But you actually started off being mechuyev, so that might not count as the p'tur, which does not have tashlumin. So that's a diyun in the Bir Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. So to inenes v'lo hispalo shachris mispalo min chashtayim. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that the Chazaras Hashatz. It's amazing chiddush. I can't get over the chiddush that the shliach tzibur is yoytze his tefillos tashlumin when he's being motzi others, when he's saying chazaras hashatz. Okay, and then the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Hay speaks out that you pashtus, you cannot listen to chazaras hashatz to be yoytze his tefillos tashlumin. First of all, you're a baki, and second of all, the shatz is mechadim for tefillos choiva, not for tefillos tashlumin. Then he says maybe you can be mekel by arvis, you're being mashlim arvis, so you can listen to chazaras hashatz of shachris, maybe. Okay, but the edit, you wouldn't have to daven again. Okay, so tov loinenas, oinenas, v'lispal shachris, v'lispal min chushtayim. Chazal are very strict about this. You have to do the chayva first. Shita shlumen. Lo yotzi de tzvila shita shlumen. Because chayva has to come first. V'tzarech lachso v'lispalol oiso v'the tashlumen. That first has to come to Chayva, and then that. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out at Sad that it has to be Nikar. For some reason, for this din to kick in, it has to be Nikar.
What has to be Nikar?
That you're doing the first one for Tashlumin and the second one for Chayva. That's when it's no good, when it's Nikar. And the classic example is which one I asked with Mitzvah Shabbos that you did. That you said, I'm sorry, Sunday morning Shacharis, you know, like you said, Atochen Antono in the first tefillah. That's, I think, the classic case.
Why wouldn't you? Or Motzei Shabbos, you got Mincha.
Motzei Shabbos, you forgot Mincha, and you. So, what? How is it Nikar? He didn't say Atochen Antono in the first,
right.
And he said in the second. Who says you? Who says
you? Didn't he make the first opportunity?
That's the famous Rav Chaim that argues with the Mishnah Berurah because of that. He says that Atochen Antono you say in the first tefillah if the Shabbos is over. You don't say a Dafkin Motzei Shabbos is Ma'ariv. He's talking about Shacharis. He says you say Atochen Antono in the first Shacharis. Because saying Atochen Antono is a din in the first tefillah after Motzei Shabbos. It's not a din in Motzei Shabbos' tefillah. Classic of time, it's in the Gracha Lashas. Mishnah is not like that. But the Mishnah case is it's Motzei Shabbos, as you said, and he did not say Atochen Antono in the first, and he said it in the second. So that shows that he's indicating that the regular Motzei Shabbos Ma'ariv is the second one. And he's saying Atochen Antono in the second one. Anyway, Mishnah Berurah's point, interestingly enough, is that that maybe it has to be Nikar. When you mess up, it has to be Nikar that you're messing up. Otherwise, we'll just look at it, let's call it Dvar Shebelev, and we'll just say you're davening two tefillahs, and we'll assign each one correctly where it belongs. The first one has Chayva, the second one has Tashlumin. My say the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Mechaber. That it does not have to be Nikar. Tzolin is Machshava, but at the end he says, if you're going to daven over again, have in mind, maybe Safek, you know, Medava. Okay, so Beis tells us, Tovalay is Bala Minchum, is Bala Arvish Tayim, or Yishayin Arvish Tashniel the Tashlumen.
Would it be considered Nikar the difference between Sim Shal and Shal Rav, like every Shabbos and Shabbos and Shabbos?
Good question.
No, but now you're going to say the same in both.
What do you mean? What are you davening? That's a good question because you have the Sfarad. What are you davening? What did he forget? What's your scenario?
He forgot Shacharis.
Forgot Shacharis.
So the first one, she says, Sim Shalom Shalom.
Anyway, he's going to do
anyway. Yeah, anyway, right. So what he's suggesting that if you said Sim Shalom in the first and Shalom Rav in the second, that's our indication. Maybe it's not an indication. Maybe he decided that I'm inspired. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe it is an indication if he always says Shalom Rav by Mincha and he said Sim Shalom in the first Parashah and Shalom Rav in the second, so it's an indication. The point of Mishnah Berurah is to be Nikar. Yeah, but the point is it's Nikar.
Some kind of a...
It's Nikar. The point of these sheetahs is that it should be Nikar. Otherwise, this is how I'm understanding them. Otherwise, I don't hear the seichel at all. I'm understanding them that it has to be Nikar, or else it's like Dvarim Shebelev and I'm Dvarim. And we would just assign each tefillah to its proper slot. And if it's Nikar, so it's not Dvarim Shebelev, so to speak. Okay. So Tovalo is Bala Mincha is Bala Arvish Shtayim. Harisha and Arvish Vashnila Tashlumah. Tovalo is Bala Arvish is Bala Shachris Shtayim. Is Bala Shachris Shtayim. Harisha and Shachris Vashnila Tashlumin. La Achar Shoyim Yoytzu Shmona Esrei Brochus. And Tachanun. Mishnah Berurah speaks out. And Tachanun. And the Mekubalim say you should finish davening already till after Aleinu.
And then say the Tashlumin.
loimi boya if you hold that the tashlumin b'di'evid at least can be davened any time in the zman tfila of the next tfila. But even if but even if you hold, you have to do it basically together. But these things are never called a hefsek. That's called together. So if they hold, you should already say Ashri Balosian and Malenu. So that wouldn't ruin the Tashlumin. It would still be called in the Zman frame of the regular tefillah. Anyway, the Mechaber describes the fella as saying Yitzror, Shmon Esrei, then Ashrei, and then he should daven. Like Ashrei, he should use the Ashrei for the Ashrei before Shmon Esrei. Always try to say Ashrei before Shmon Esrei. So you should use the Ashrei for that. The Chenkin Shemespalel Arvish Tayim, Mishum Goy Espalel Mincha, Yomer Ashrei Bein Tzila Latzila. But the Ever, you only have to wait. Right, today he looked Bal Ramas. But the Chatchila should say a capital to him. He chose Ashrei. Bruce speaks out, you should say it al Tzkori B'Toyra. The Kabbalah also says you shouldn't say Ashrei at night. So you should say it al Okay. The Chenks is Bal Arvish Tayim. Shouldn't lay his Bal Mincha, Yomir Ashrei bin Tzila L'Tzila. Hard the Maslam at Tzila Shehiv Sidens of Gimel, Tavka B'Zman Tzila, Abel B'Shor Shein Zman Tzila Lod. So that's the machlek, is what that means. Something means when you've actually are davening. Something it just means in the zman of tefillah. So the question is, what does zman tefillah mean? When you're actually davening? So, or any time during the zman tefillah. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that many shikas hold that zman tefillah in this case would be called arba sha'os b'yom, and for ma'ariv would be only called til chatzos. That the strict actually b'poyel lechatchila dik zman kriyash zman tefillah. I mean, Siv Dalet says ain't tashlumin. So you have Siv Gimel is like sasum. Fundamental different opinions about what he means. It's pretty rare. Ain't tashlumin el. What does it mean, this month tefillah? When you're davening or when it's any time during this month tefillah? Ain't tashlumin el tefillah hasmucha b'levaz, shem tov le'espal shachris v'loy mincha, espal el arvish tayim, achroinu le'tashlumin mincha. Avol shachris ain't le tashlumin v'chein b'shar atilas. If the Rosh would be made here. The Rosh says nowadays you don't daven tefillos and dava, but if the guy's desire to daven tefillos and dava stems from because he wants to make up all of the tefillos that he had missed, then the guy is sick. He missed tefillos. It could happen. The guy is sick, operation. He could miss davening for a few days. So he could make it up with a tenai. So normally, right, the Chayim says no to Nom, he won't make the Tanai, but here the Chayim and the Chayim do allow it. The more they lighten up, they allow it. But they say if you have a Baal Tshuva that decides he wants to daven 8,000 tefillos to make up for the tefillos he daven, you should discourage him greatly. Well, by a Chayil it happens sometimes, in the hospital especially.
Did you think people want to make it sick?
A few days go by.
People do, I never would have thought of such stuff. People ask, can I make up 5 Shmon Esreis? They want to make up Rosh. It's very...
He asks straight.
Yeah, question.
Do you have to do that first tefillah? Or can you split up next? You have to make, let's say, five. It doesn't matter. You don't want to double. This allowance that they do.
Yeah.
Do they say you could spread it over time, or is it
only yeah, why the next not? Tefillah? No. Over time, I guess.
Okay. It is over time.
Why not? It's already over time. You can only do the real Tashlumin at the next tefillah.
So what's the difference?
So they're waiting another day. So once you're not doing it at the next tefillah, what's the difference?
No, but you're doing it the next tefillah that you're bumping up on. That's
the guy who
does it, that's just his own extra. I mean, as far as Teshlumen goes, you can have the Rav Shaila with that he's Pater Maker.
No. The Pater that they talk about is a legal Pater. Not a Pater that you couldn't. The
guy was unconscious. It's not a legal Pater.
It's not a legal Pater. He's a Noyas.
He's a Chai, a Bar Chiyuva.
He's a Bar Chiyuva, yeah. The Mechabes case is your case. He forgot Mincha too, the Mechabes says. So he first came up against Shachris. So what do you say? That if he B'mezah didn't daven, and the subsequent tefillah.
No, you're just asking. You decided you want to make up five tefillahs. Can you do it?
You have to daven
Mariv, take do two, Mincha do two, do Ma.
I don't see why not. He already missed the deadline to have a real Teshuvah. So you have to do it at the next available opportunity, maybe. He's davening basically in the Dover. He has to even be Mechadish Bodover. There's some sort of tenuous connection. I'm davening L'Shem's there. L'Shem HaShachris, the same.
Does he have to keep a list? The question is this from last week's Mincha?
It says you should go backwards. Mishaburu says you should go backwards. The next to the last tefillah you missed, the next to the last tefillah you missed.
So have to keep the list.
You want to do this inyan? I don't know how much of an inyan. Nochoin lasois kein. Ah, the shkoloros, ha nochoin, ah, ah,
ah. It's as good as wearing nochoin as you hear around town.
Mr. Brewer says nochoin to make a tanai, not just to go willy-nilly and daven a dover. But to say that if I could really do this, I want it to be a tashlumen. Because some Rishonim hold you can do it.
I mean, it could be really a tashlumen.
Yeah, it's not a Gemara anywhere. Okay. It's a Rishonim slora. By the way, if 10 people are davening tashlumen, there's no chazaras hakatz. Just interesting tidbits about tefillas tashlumen.
10 when a guy happen to be at the same time.
Yeah,
it's not a tzibur.
No, that's the point I'm making. It's not a tzibur.
Can someone make a hechikdusha like the Hasidim?
Oh, so they say as follows: if you have to be mitzarif for a guy davening tashlumen for kaddish tiskabel, you could, but not for chazaras hashatz.
For
kedusha,
mistami, yes.
To make a hechikdusha, probably yes.
Why is that different?
Then what? Here he's sort of. The point is, Kedusha is not really Chazoras HaShatz. Like, theoretically, it's not Dafka Chazoras HaShatz.
The first punishment is really.
No, we're talking about he says it loud. Okay. Over Kalayim Vilayis Pal Musavim Tashlumin. Because that's Ovis Manibotel Kabbani. Hazed will his battle tefila achas ain't the tashlumen. I feel a bit tefila smuchala. He did a bemazed. Vimrotzi is follow lois in a dover. So here again, before we had it, the gabi, it's not the next tefila. Here he's saying bemazed. Also, you can daven in tefila, but here he says venetzor a chiddish, but that's too big of a chiddish. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks silence of cotton chabez that the Bach of the Gros says you do need a chiddish, which is now less of a chiddish. I have a good riddle. When is a chiddush less of a chiddush and no chiddush more of a chiddush? What's the answer to the riddle? By davening. By if you want to daven for b'mezid, so the Chabad says you can't make up a tefillah if you missed the b'mezid. But maybe you should daven it nedava and lo boi chiddush, and that's tefillas nedava. So that's like, wow, lo boi chiddush. I'm sorry, lo boi chiddush. So that's a big chiddush. The Mishnah speaks out that the girl says it does need a chiddush. That's the riddle. Okay. Hazel goes also that it doesn't go on the dova, then it's a chiddush. Yeah. Sifkot Mches. Here we have the Beshot Nefesh idea. Mishalah Yuspalel Boy Cheshul Yisman Yuspalel Neisha Sovur Shadayin Yishar Lo Yisman Acha Shiyikmor Yisayitzik Shemusasik Bo. Chubenka Chubenka Chover Lo Yashah. Even though he wasn't allowed to do that. Even if he wasn't allowed to do that. That's why this is a very high level mazid. Normally if you're not allowed to do that, that's as mazid as you can get, basically. And here it has to be b'shot nefesh, not because you made a mistake in cheshbon. B'chein misho yotod b'tzarech v'moynish lo yovili dey hefzid. A business deal, I don't know, maybe that's not true, that's lucrative. To lose money. B'yidei kach hefzid mizpalel. B'chein misho hu shikor v'lo yizpalel. Kulam chashuvin anusin v'yesh len tashlumin. Because the guy that can't tear himself away from the business, he's gonna look for Panusa. He's called it's not Peshot Nefesh. It's not Peshot Nefesh. Hago Mule Chadu.
Doesn't give a
willful will. Thought, I don't know if it's that might. That Madrega. Where you just don't care.
Watching TV.
You just don't care, you know.
It's also
that's a stickleitis.
That's a nitis. You get a good show.
Right.
Same as these cases.
So that's only considered a hefsid moment. You know,
hefsid brain cells doesn't count.
It's like, you know what it's like. So suicide, you don't say shiva for, and you don't put him in a yiddish kebab. But then, you're not allowed to say this, but you see halacha really reflecting certain social pressures.
Nobody ever commits suicide.
You can't. So the police can start saying, well, if you committed suicide, it must have been nuts. Right? So once he's nuts, it's not suicide, it's blindness. You can bury him. Or he was very depressed. You're just dominating, so. But you could be by Meyer. You could think, you're gonna go to the last Meyer in Ramat Beit Shemesh.
Okay.
No, was it 11:30? When
11:15,
is it?
11:15.
11:15, and it's 11:15, and you go to sleep in 15 minutes. You say, And then next thing you know, it's 4 in the morning.
The Rebbe's saying
4 in the morning
is
not so bad. You should have it.
He's saying that's not the show.
That might be. That might be. That's what he said. That's the one example I saw in that friend that might be Bishot Nefesh. If you didn't take any safeguards at all, I'm like,
he was totally
come on,
responsible.
Come on.
He would call it.
Yeah. But here, Torah B'Tzarech Mamoina, maybe the Bir Halacha doesn't like that. Look at the Bir Halacha. If you stand to lose money and you can't tear yourself away, that's what the Mechaber says. Shalom Yovali Dei Hefzid. But the main borah zeka, Mir Halacha says, let's say he thinks he's going to lose money. Like, it's not clear. He says, I better stay around in case something comes up. In case, so Allah Stamit says he's called a peshay, and Eliyahu Rabbah calls him a shaykh.
These are getting close to home. These things, silly worries that make you take off seder and take off maybe this, maybe that.
However, the Ramah speaks out, Miyula Chathila, maybe it's funny that the Ramah doesn't speak it out, Miyula Chathila lo yavos manfila b'shem hefzid mom. You're not supposed to do that.
None of these cases are chathila.
But the Prima Gadim speaks out in the Bir Halacha that maybe if it's Yosef Mechaymish Nechasov, that's not so partial. Because you don't have to give up a Chaymish Nechasov for a mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem Sif Test tomorrow.
This one is
yeah, that's right. That's
not a profit.